There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned his Russian counterpart that Washington will end Syria talks unless Moscow stops the bombing of Aleppo. In a phone call with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, Mr. Kerry said the U.S. held Russia responsible for the use of incendiary and bunker bombs against the city. Let's get the latest on this from Simon Marks, our U.S. correspondent. Simon, some tough talking here from John Kerry.
Very tough talking from John Kerry, Ian, but, you know, his critics will say it's too little too late and that he was naive to think that he could ever have worked with the Russians in the first place over Syria. But we're told by the State Department he picked up the phone a few hours ago, called Sergei Lavrov, his opposite number in Moscow, and said either there is an immediate stop to the Syrian government's assault on Aleppo and a restoration of the ceasefire, or the United States will consider walking away from further discussions with the Russians. He also made it clear that the United States holds Russia responsible for an out-and-out assault on Aleppo that has not just caused civilian casualties, but has also badly damaged hospitals, including even medical facilities that had been moved underground for their own protection. The Americans believe that the Syrians, in conjunction with the Russians, have been using bunker-busting bombs in an urban area to destroy medical facilities where civilians were being treated. So, the United States saying to the Russians, sort it out and stop it or we'll walk away, but it's not immediately clear that the Russians will be too bothered about whether the United States continues to engage in those conversations with them over Syria or not.
And do we have any idea of what Mr. Lavrov replied?
There's no indication from what the United States State Department is telling us about how the Russians responded to that call, but President Vladimir Putin's spokesman has taken issue over the last several days with the criticism that Moscow has been receiving, both from the United States and from London, over what has been taking place in Syria. And the Russians so far have evinced absolutely no indication that they're going to heed calls for the situation on the ground to change, or that they're even particularly bothered by the criticism that they're hearing.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.